Chris, congratulations to get through to the next round of the Cup. First things first, what do you make of the draw?
Yeah, delighted that we're at home. But, you know, we're under no illusion how tough a game it's going to be. The knocked off league last weekend. But yeah, you know, anybody at home, we said it this, you know, after the Sheffield game, we'd like anybody at home. We've got a home tie, and we're looking forward to it.
What do you make of the game with Sheffield last week?
I thought second half. I thought we were a bit scrappy with the ball. We came up with too many errors. I didn't think we kicked the ball as well as what we could have done. But I thought the work that we did in that first 40 minutes really put Sheffield to bed. It's pleasing they only scored two tries from kicks. But yeah, I thought it was a professional performance. And you know, we did enough that first 40 minutes to win the game.
It's Hull this week. A quick chance to get your own back on them. When you came in, it was very early in your first few days in your reign, but you said you felt your side didn't attack Hull enough. Are they going to get a different threat when they come here this week?
Yeah, I just thought that we had plenty of opportunities. We had plenty of good ball that second half against Hull, but we just came up with some poor options. We weren't fluent with the ball, but we're hoping that, you know, we've turned a corner and we'll be a little bit more fluent this week. We're under no, again, and under no illusions how good a side this whole FC side. They're a top four team. They've got ambition to and aspirations to be in that top four. They're playing well at this moment in time, and they've got plenty of bodies back as well. So it's going to be an interesting game.
It is indeed. Have you been surprised by how quickly your team have reacted to what you've asked them to do?
No, not really, because there's a lot of good players here. There's a lot of talented kids here, and it's just a matter of doing some fine tuning. I thought defensively they've looked okay. What we've tried to do is focus more on ourselves and what we do with the ball, and we've tried to keep our completion rates high. You know, we're a workmanlike side that, you know, can't afford to give away cheap possession. You know, every time we've completed over 80%, we've won games, and every time we've come up with 60-65%, we've conceded 40 points. So I'm hoping this week that we're up at 80%.
What are you expecting from Hull? Because they had their colours lowered a bit last week, didn't they, at Leeds?
Yeah, they did. You know, the weather played a big part into it. Pretty scrappy game. I think Hull are a fantastic footballing side. I think Max Snead is one of the form halfbacks in the competition at this moment in time. He's kicking the ball well as well. And, you know, the two front rowers, Watson, Taylor, really laying a platform, you know, for their outside backs there. So we need to be physical. We need to be aggressive with them at the weekend. And, we've got to keep hold of the ball as well.
Looking at it, squad-wise, how are you looking this week?
Yeah, good. We obviously lost Joe Rundle last week to a knee. He's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, but other than that, we're looking pretty healthy. I was fortunate that I could rest a few people last week: Scroots, Max Jowett, Danny Kermon. You know, there's three there. All three of them will come straight back into the side. I've not quite made up my mind on the starting 13 and the benches just yet. We've got another session tomorrow, and I'll make a couple of their calls.
I know you said you've got a lot of talent in your team. Are you surprised by how much talent is here? As in, you know, you've come in when you're working closer with players. I guess you get to know them a little bit better, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, coaching against them. I knew, you know, they turned over OKR, and yes, I know we weren't particularly good that day, but you know, you could see that they've got some exciting players, some exciting outside backs, and a really tough physical pack. And like I say, just a little bit of fine tuning. You know, we've not really changed too much structurally defensively, but we've changed a lot with what we do with the ball. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good young kids here. There's young Max Jowett, there's Tom Johnson. That, you know, they excite me every time I see them out on that training field, and they're getting better week in, week out. And you know, we've got some really good senior players as well in Finney and Milky, Anthony England, that are really getting the team around the field and playing well themselves. So, I always knew that they were a talented group, Just a matter of just doing some fine tuning and getting to them players to express themselves a little bit more out on the field.
In terms of your half backs, is it the perfect combination? Obviously, Finn's got the experience, whereas Miller's got seems to have a little bit more flair.
Yeah, I think so. He's similar to the half back pairing that I had at Hull KR in Terry Campisi and Albert Kelly. One's an organiser, one gets the players around the field, and the other one's a runner and a freak. And you know, Milk is really expressing himself out on the field at this moment in time, and you know, Finn is directing the player really really well, coming with some good options and kicking the ball well as well. So they complement each other really well, them two halves.
And going back to the young lads, obviously Tom's been getting a lot of the headlines, but I think a lot of people have been very impressed with Max Jowett as well.
Yeah, he's very safe, very, very safe. I know when the ball goes up in the air, I know he's going to catch it. I think he's really improved his attacking side of his game. But, you know, his defensive side has improved enormously over these last 4 or 5 weeks. He's a player that I'll continue to wrap in cotton wool. He's only a young kid, 18, 19 years of age. But you know, the future of this club looks rosy. We've got another few players in the 19s that are, you know, doing a really good job as well, that we're looking at bringing into the first team. So yeah, you know, we just need that. We just need a Max Jowett and a Tom Johnson coming through every year, and you know, that's what the academy is all about.
How exciting is it as a coach when you get to work with kids like that that are just raw talent, basically?
For me, it's an exciting job, full stop. It's, you know, I get a real buzz just turning up to training every morning and seeing the boys having a crack, and you know, it excites me when they go out on the training field and you see them do something special. You know, they're a special group of players that we get on really, really well together. And you know, you can see that out on the field. The performances over the last 4 or 5 weeks have been very good.
Because normally when a coach comes in, you're picking players up off the floor, and it takes a while to turn it round. But it's been like an instant hit here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, we're not silly. You know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. We know that it can quickly turn on its head. You know, we're going to go through a rough point at some part of the stage of the season. But we're just going to enjoy the ride that we're on at this moment in time, and you know, we want to continue this journey. We want another win at the weekend, and you know, we want the fans to really turn out in the numbers this week, because I think they'll make a massive difference to what happens on the field on Sunday.
Well, they're telling us they're loving what they're seeing at the minute. Is that the plan? Just keep entertaining, keep winning games.
That's it. That is the plan. We want to entertain. We're not a team that's going to die wondering. We're going to throw the ball around, and we'll do exactly the same this weekend. And you know, I reckon if we turn up with the same desire and attitude that we've shown the last 4 weeks, then you know, we'll give Hull one hell of a game, and you know, hopefully come away with the 2 points.